This episode contains content that may be disturbing for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. In 1960, the Big Apple experienced the unthinkable. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1960 ushered in the Vietnam War and Psycho, but a plane crash on the streets of New York City made 1960 a strange year. The 1960 New York mid-air collision, December 1960.
It was the worst disaster in commercial aviation history. The fire department responded immediately. In fact, they arrived so quickly they didn't know what had happened. The neighborhood was in chaos. Many thought that nearby St. Augustine School, where 1,700 children were attending classes, had been bombed. It was only after the plane's tail section bearing the word United had been discovered that those present could begin to guess what had occurred.
On December 16, 1960, two airplanes collided over New York City. On the snowy December morning, a United DC-8 from Chicago was heading for Idlewild Airport, which is now JFK, in southern Queens. At the same time, a TWA flight was flying in from Dayton, Ohio, to LaGuardia Airport in northern Queens. Due to the snowy weather, the United flight was put into a holding pattern. The pilot miscalculated the location of the pattern, and the plane came directly into the path of the TWA flight. More on that after a word from today's sponsor. The TWA plane fell onto Miller Field, a military airfield on Staten Island. The United flight, missing its right engine and part of a wing, came down in the middle of a Park Slope neighborhood in Brooklyn. It narrowly missed St. Augustine's Academy and hit an apartment building and the Pillar of Fire Church. The crash killed 134 people, 128 on the planes and 6 on the ground. This included a church caretaker and 2 men who were selling Christmas trees. Christmas presents carried by the plane's passengers had littered the city streets. Firefighters battled the aftermath for nearly 72 hours. 11-year-old passenger Stephen Baltz initially survived the crash, having been flown from the plane into a snowbank. He described the scene as follows. It looks like a picture out of a fairy book. Then all of a sudden, there was an explosion. The plane started to fall and people started to scream. I held onto my seat and then the plane crashed. Stephen Baltz died the next afternoon from his injuries. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.